Welcome to Behind the Scenes of the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show, a podcast where I take you into my world and talk about how I do my job as producer Phil.
I'll wake up the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Now, there's a very specific strategy I adopt to get certain sound bites on air without ruining the surprise for the team. As an example, I heard the team wanted to wish Success's partner Francois a happy birthday. So I told Ryan that I would put up a very special birthday wish on the system for him to play.
Boysen, baie baie geluk met jou verjaarsdag. Mag die Here jou seën in hierdie nuwe lewensjaar. Ek is so dankbaar dat jy deel is van my lewe en mag ons nog baie 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 verjaarsdag nog saam vier. Lekker dag vir jou.
Man, ek voel sommer sin vir al die twee van julle.
Feels geluk, Swari.
Hey!
Happy birthday to you. Yo,
yo, yo, yo.
Happy birthday to
That's how we roll.
The next one is a little bit obscure, and initially Ryan didn't really get where I was going with it, which makes sense, considering that I said, hey Ryan, I loaded a clip up of Sting driving his car, shifting into the wrong gear, but just trust me.
People go and buy cars these days. Even entry-level cars are now coming up with automatic gearboxes. I mean, when I remember doing my driver's, the K53 and doing it, there was no such thing as automatic. Mm-hmm. You had a manual car, you learnt in a manual car, you passed out on a manual car.
Yeah. You know how many times I stalled on Monday with driving there in Joburg because they give me a rental?
A rental, yeah.
Yeah, and then
get the robot.
I was like, sorry.
Exactly, because you think back in your automatic. Mm. Or you go first, second, third, or you think you're going from fourth into fifth and you go back into third and then it rings.
This is my Rocky.
Like this. Thank you, Sting.
Always trust your producer, that's what I say, especially if he can get you what you need last minute. There are times when Ryan is about to talk on air and he'll ask me to get him a particular piece of audio. I sometimes have no idea where he's going with it, but I trust the process. For example, Phil, get me French music.
Talking about Bastille Day out there this weekend. And I think of the baguettes of fromage of beautiful wine estates.
Mm. I hope they're going to have their famous onion soup.
Look at you.
Out of all the things.
I know, but the French onion soup. Oh, it's amazing.
It's a cornerstone.
Hello.
Do you think there's going to be a lot of red berets again?
Oh.
Everyone wears a red beret. And I've been to Franschhoek and I was like, wow, I did not know the EFF had so many members. A whole town.
And I thought me and my French onion soup were like, come on.
The EFF like French onion soup.
Or when he said, Phil, get me the chicken dance song.
Even the small little corner cafes claim to have the best fried chicken you've ever had.
Chicken propaganda everywhere.
Chicken propaganda. Chicken proper goose. And so in Iowa, there's a place called Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, wow.
And just before the store opened, one of the... They actually have live chickens that they breed in the back. One got out.
Oh.
Ran for freedom. It's like, I'm out of here. Ain't no one gonna make no chicken out of me. I'm out of here. Come on. Let's go. Hey, Hendrik, waar gaat ze? I'm on my way out of here. True story.
Freedom.
People were driving past the Iowa Buffalo Wild Wings when they saw what looked like a chicken pushing its head through the front of the store, making its way out. They were like, you know, the last little part of Alcatraz. It was like, it's on its way out, going, help me, help me. It was rescued.
Okay.
They rescued the chicken from being the next thing on the Buffalo Wild Wings menu.
Oh, wow. So they didn't take it back.
Can I get this with the salad?
Yeah.
Hash browns. I thought this was wonderful. The chicken escaped.
Well done.
What was more concerning was like, you know, you ask if the chicken, hey, sorry, is the chicken today fresh? I mean, it gets no fresh when it starts to leave the store. talk about takeaways.
I want to end by pleading with you to please answer your phone when we call you, especially when you've entered Ryan's 50,000 rand noise, because you might win money. And also, I don't want to fall for another prank voicemail when you don't pick up.
There was a time when making calls, where you'd either ring and ring and ring, and I'm starting at the beginning with landlines. It would ring, 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 and eventually when it could ring no more, it would go, boop, boop. Mm-hmm. It got to the end of its ring cycle.
Yes.
Which was, and I never understood that if you were waiting for 2 minutes while it was ringing, no one's there, yeah. A, or B, no one wants to answer your call. Then, the advent of voice messages.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Rings, 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 and then you could time. Like, I wanted to only ring 5 times and then go to voicemail. Or you could send people to voicemail. Mm-hmm. And then it would be first, was it first an automated one? 08.
Yes.
2-9-9-0-4-9-0-4 is unavailable. Mm-hmm. At the tone, record your message. Ooh. Hi, I smile. Just checking. And you know how that is. Mm. Then you could personalize them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It would ring, 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 and you go, boom. Hi, sorry, it's whatever, I can't come to the call right now, but leave your name and number at the side.
Yeah.
Then there was Clever Dicks, right, who would have smart-ass answers, and our own producer, Phil, yesterday, in this day and age, fell for it. So set the scene up, what happened? You're trying to get hold of Justin.
So for people that don't know, I draw guesses through our system to take part in a noise competition. I don't know if the answer's correct or not, but I call them up, and I say, hey, we want to call you tomorrow so you can win 50,000 rand. But sometimes they don't answer their phone. And that happened with Justin yesterday about 3 times. And I just thought I'd record it once for you guys.
Hello.
Hello, Justin. It's Phil from Smile FM. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, Justin. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Justin, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
At the tone, record your message.
Ach, man.
Jy vang amazement kaas.
Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up. With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast. Exclusive to Smile FM.